there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to your one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, man, this team is on an absolute epic heater. Details on the way. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help get you there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. NC State. Well, a lot to get to with March Madness over here. Eventually, there's a three-point line that was incorrect. I don't even understand how that's possible on the ladies' side. We'll get to that, but on the men's side, NC State on just an epic heater over here as they beat Duke, and they are going to the Final Four. You've got UConn in there. You could talk about their epic heater as well. They've won 10 tournament games by at least 13 points dating back to last season when they won it all. We'll get to all of those stories here. J-Mart, good to be with you here, man. Everything good in your world?
Everything's good. I've got a baby that is not quite 2 weeks old, so it's definitely been a wild ride, an NCAA tournament unlike any that I have experienced, but a good one. I mean, it was a lot of fun this weekend. I know you let off kind of laying it out, and there's going to be a lot more to say about it, but there's been some good basketball, some intriguing stuff that's happened, and as usual, sports doesn't take a day off, so there's been a whole lot going on.
So is this baby number two for you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounds like the baby was up for the last, I don't know, like day and a half crying, and you're like, I'm trying not to wake the baby up again so we don't have to experience that. You know, am I misreading this here?
Well, what's funny is the baby will sleep through anything. Uh-huh. But every 2.5 hours, the baby needs to feed. So basically on an every 2.5 hour span, up, and me and my wife just kind of tag in, tag out.
Yeah.
WrestleMania style a week early. And one of us takes care of it as best we can. So, no, like she's been great. Ivy Beth is her name. Ivy Elizabeth. She was feeding just here, you know, probably about an hour ago, and she'll be feeding again in another hour and a half, and it just keeps rolling right along.
Man.
So it's been fun, man.
That's what you're big pro wrestling guy, right, Jay Mart?
Yeah, huge.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would get this reference, right? Don't turn your back on the Wolf Pack.
That's exactly correct.
That's exactly what's going on with NC State
over
here.
Might wind up in a body bag.
That's right. You can't do it. But NC State, this is unbelievable to me, man. Where you look at, they won 5 games in 5 days in the ACC tournament. They had to win their conference tournament to make it into the NCAA tournament. And, Jay, that shouldn't have happened, man. They shouldn't have won the tournament. Where against Virginia, Virginia is up by 3 points in the final 5 seconds. And they miss the front end of a 1-1. If Virginia makes one free throw, NC State is not even sniffing the NCAA tournament.
That's right.
And that blows my mind. And on top of that, Virginia misses the free throw. They should have fouled NC State. They had 3 team fouls. They had 3 fouls to give. But instead, they watch NC State dribble the full length of the court. They hoist up a prayer 3 at the buzzer. It drops. NC State wins the game in overtime. They eventually win the ACC tournament. And they've won 4 straight games in the NCAA tournament. And oh, by the way, just beat Duke and Marquette en route to the Final Four. It's unbelievable what's happened to NC State. This is literally like a 30 for 30 documentary that's unfolding before our eyes. Now, I don't know that they take down Purdue and UConn to win a championship. But to this point, to win 9 straight the way they have, if that was a movie script, you'd throw it out and be like, this is just dumb. You serious? They didn't foul and they missed the free throw and he hits the epic 3 at the buzzer. You take your hat off to them and their defense, man. They have held Marquette and Duke completely in check the last couple of games.
Look, I went to NC State, you know. That was where I went to school for the first 2 years because I'm from Tobacco Road. And so I went there in 97 and 98. This, I think, outside of Miami, the U, I think it'll be the first school that might have 2 30-for-30s. Because they already had Survive in Advance,
yeah,
which was a story of the 83 final. And now you look at this, and this one is ridiculous, as you laid out. It's only happened one other time that somebody's been able to do this going through the conference tournament, and that was UConn in 2011, the Kemba Walker team. This one's even more improbable because it just there was no reason to think that this team had this in them. And that's what this tournament is, though, right? Like, we already knew who Zach Edey was coming in, but DJ Burns Jr. has become kind of the face of the tournament in a lot of ways because it's just, first off, inviting face and a wide smile and just a guy that seems to have a lot of fun. I heard the description yesterday. He's Zach Randolph with Shaquille O'Neal's personality. Which I think is a really a fun way to look at it. But this tournament's about making stars, not necessarily being a star coming in the door. At least that's what it is now, because college basketball has changed from what it once was. But, you know, they beat Duke twice in a row. And John Shire called Kevin Keats after NC State beat them in the or ended up winning the ACC tournament just to say, hey, look, what you guys did is incredible. That was amazing. And then they did it again. They got Shire again in the Elite Eight yesterday, and Marquette couldn't shoot, and Duke couldn't shoot. Like it was kind of amazing. I mean, think about this: they scored 21 points in the first half. NC State did, and then they came out in the second half, Brian, and in the first like 7 minutes, they scored 21 points, and it was just once they got rolling, Duke could not answer them, which was just stunning to watch.
Yeah, it really was. And it's crazy where against Duke wasn't the public side. You know, the betting market, money was pouring in on NC State all the way up to the game when the game was tipped off. And that part of it to show how big of a darling NC State has become, where Duke is almost always the public side. And that was not the case whatsoever. And the other thing, Eddie Garcia rattled off a couple of the details in his top of the hour update, where you look at NC State, their credentials, where they're tied as the lowest seeded Final Four team ever, and they have the most regular season losses of any Final Four team. They had 14 regular season losses. Nobody has had more in the history of the NCAA tournament. And to go from where they were to where they are, at the end of the regular season, they lost four straight games. They lost seven of their last nine regular season games. And here they are in the Final Four about to take on Zach Edey and Purdue. It's remarkable what has happened. On the other side there, you've got Purdue and Zach Edey, who went to work against Tennessee, scored 40 points, had 16 rebounds. And after the game, after they beat Rick Barnes' Tennessee team, listen to what Zach Edey had to say. Here you go.
There were so many coaches that looked over me. Like, you could name a program, I can name a coach that looked over me. The Tennessee, Rick Barnes is a great coach, but he was in a bunch of our practice, looked over me. Like, it's kind of been the story of my life. People have doubted me, people look past me, and can't do that anymore.
Man, that is one hell of a statement right there. And I love it. I get it, right? That's the chip on the shoulder for any athlete if they've been doubted, if they've been overlooked. And then he name drops Rick Barnes. They just beat Tennessee and Rick Barnes' squad. And he's like, could have had me. Should have had your scouting eyes on a little bit better than that old Ricky, you know? And it just shows that Zach Edey, as remarkable of a college player as he is, just not a huge draw, Jay Martin. I'm not trying to turn a positive into a negative here, but man, you think about some of the names. We'll get to LeBron a little bit later, some of the comments that he had last night. Huge draw. LeBron could talk about, you know, I don't know, like his left butt cheek, and that's like 9,000 likes. You know, people just eat it up. Zach Edey could talk about the opposing coach that he just beat to get to a Final Four, who he shouldn't have overlooked me, and it's like, yeah, a couple hundred people liked it. You know, it's like he's a remarkable college player, just not a huge draw.
Well, I'll tell you who doesn't ever overlook him. That's the officials. The refs find him on a regular basis to make sure he gets to the free throw line a lot. And because of his size, it's hard, I guess, not to foul him. But, man, that guy goes to the free throw line more than maybe anybody in the history of college basketball, it seems like. But, hey, look, he playing with the chip on his shoulder, and he's gotten better every year, too. That's the thing. Like, if you talk to Purdue people, and, I mean, we interviewed Matt Painter, 6 weeks ago, and we were actually talking about the foul discrepancy thing there, and he defended his guy big time in that interview. Me and Aaron Torres talked to him on a Saturday night. And Edey, but I was reading, like, just some of the comments seconds after the game from some of the Purdue people, and a lot of them said, you know, he's just gotten better every year. So maybe what you overlooked years ago might have been easier to overlook outside of the size. You know, he's put on more weight. He's defined his game a little bit more. His footwork's gotten better. You know, some of the things that maybe weren't jumping off the page at first have improved along the way. But whatever it is that you can use as an athlete to draw fuel from, go ahead. But in terms of a box office draw, you're right. I mean, there's nothing, I don't know. There's certainly nothing. We're still in a position where the most recognizable face in college basketball belongs to Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And she'll be rating tonight, I think. Probably pretty well in that game against LSU, I would think. But Zach Edey, for as big as he is, I don't think it's a Purdue thing. I think it's just, what's the personality, really? You hear that he's a class act, which, I mean, sure. And what he's saying, certainly that's not rude what he's saying at all. He's just saying, yeah, you know, there are a lot of people that, a lot of schools I wanted to go to, or a lot of schools I would have considered going to, they just apparently didn't want me too bad. But yet not, I mean, how charismatic is Zach Edey? I guess it doesn't matter if you're Purdue, if, as long as he wins the championship, but yeah, he's not necessarily the face college basketball needs, just because he's not, there's not anything really box office attraction-y about him outside of his size, which certainly does jump off. Like, when you watch Purdue, I remember watching Purdue a couple years ago, and, like, it was like, who is this giant next to all these, you know, jacks with the beanstalk standing next to him. Yeah. Like, he looked so much bigger than everybody else. And he still does. When I hear 7'4", I'm like, 7'4 going on 10 feet. Because he just looks gigantic out there. But outside of that, Brian, I don't know where the it factor is.
Yeah, I know it. It's more of a college basketball thing than a Purdue thing. Like you said, Purdue doesn't care about that at all. But college basketball does. And it's not a knock on him. He just is who he is. But he's not this dynamic personality that's going to drive conversation, drive ratings, that sort of thing for the overall men's college game. That's just not him. But, man, he's a walking hot tub time machine. Where this is how basketball used to be, you know? You could flash back and think of, remember Scott Pollard?
Oh, yeah.
Trying to D up Shaq,
yeah.
You know? And I get those vibes where the last couple of games against Tennessee or, you know, against Gonzaga, where the bigs for the opposing team, depending on where Zach Edey gets the ball, you're like, oh, that's a wrap. That's 2 points. Easy. It's a little drop step move, and there's nothing you can do. And that's exactly what hoops was like. It's so much different now. You're used to seeing Karl Anthony Towns and Jokic and Embiid shoot from distance and put it on the deck and all kinds, guard the pick and roll. That's not what Zach Edey does at all. But he is highly effective in college basketball.
Yeah, and I think that's the caveat, right? Like, what do you think the percentage chance is he does anything on the next level? I don't think he's an NBA player. I think maybe he could go to Europe and do something, but generally speaking, I think this is kind of it. Like, I felt the same way about Timmy at Gonzaga, different reasons. I don't think that game translates into the NBA game at all, but on the college level, you're right, it's definitely a throwback, but it's also just something that's very hard unless you have somebody that can match his height. If he wants to go over, you know, over the top with his wingspan, you can't block his shot.
Yeah.
So it's just him and the rim while he stands there, and that's a big-time advantage for you to have if you're Matt Painter at Purdue.
Sure, yeah, maybe he could be a backup center in the NBA, maybe give you 15, 20 minutes, you know? But no, his game would have to evolve greatly to fit in. If you just show up in the NBA and you're like, I really don't guard the pick and roll.
Right.
They'd be like, what do you mean? they're just going to switch you on a guard.
Sport. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not going to go out in space and guard the, oh, this is not going to work. Yeah, so, but still, it's amazing that you could drop 40 and 16 in college, be the runaway back-to-back player of the year, and it's like, yeah, your game doesn't really translate to the NBA level. It's mind-blowing, but that's exactly what we're looking at. Hey, we're off and running over here. We got a lot to get to. Coming up next on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, live from the TireRack.com studios. I can't believe this next story is real, but it's really embarrassing and true at the same time. We will get to that coming up. He's Jason Martin. I'm Brian Noe. We're in with you here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Brian Noe. He's Jason Martin. We're in for Two Pros and a Cup of Joe right here on Fox Sports Radio. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings and get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels. Sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Just don't scroll all the way down to see where I am. My goodness, J-Mart, it is ugly. I think I won this on the Fox Sports Radio side the last 2 years. I'm probably dead last this year, dude.
I won it 3 years ago, so I might have been the one that won it before you.
Look at that.
I had half of the Elite Eight exactly, like I had the matchups and everything. I had Tennessee in the Final Four. They came pretty close, obviously, and I had UConn, and that wasn't a giant stretch there at all. If you had NC State, I would like to have that conversation with you, but yes. I think Alabama even though I don't think they were probably on a lot of brackets. I mean, that's a team that was number one overall seed. Not this year, but they've been good now for a while.
I like that you went to NC State and didn't have NC State. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right. I didn't graduate from there. Maybe if I actually had my degree from there. But I also didn't have Western Kentucky at the end of my bracket either. So it works either way. But I haven't even gotten to look at it. Usually Fox sends out like these update emails to make us feel either good or terrible about the job that we're doing amidst the rest of the Fox hosts. Haven't got one of those this year. I'm wondering if we're going to see that today. So
they should think about going heel. You know, they could absolutely troll me and whoever else stinks this year. And it's like, hey, here's our bottom three. You know, throw tomatoes in their direction. Yeah. Something like that. Maybe do something along those lines. I can't believe this next headline is real, J-Mart. But on the ladies' side, they had a three-point line that wasn't the correct distance.
Yeah.
So this happened in Portland.
That's your. For a while there, that was your neck of the woods.
It was. I was there for 3 years doing local radio, and so these games are being held at Moda Center, and there were Sweet 16 games on Friday and Saturday. Wrong distance with the three-point line. One of the three-point lines was noticeably shorter than the distance of the correct three-point line. On the ladies' side, the distance is 22 feet 1 3/4 inches. And one of the side of the courts, it was shorter, noticeably shorter. So yesterday on Sunday, it's an Elite Eight game between NC State and Texas. And before the game, they noticed, they're like, wait a minute, that three-point line on the left side, it's a lot shorter than the other three-point line. What are we going to do? They're like, we could remeasure, we could retape the three-point line. It's going to take about an hour. The game was on ABC. The coaches are like, you know what? Screw it. Let's just roll with what we got. And so they played the game. They had five games in Portland in the women's NCAA tournament with a three-point line that wasn't the right. It wasn't where it wasn't the distance it should have been. This was a statement from the NCAA. It reads in part, the NCAA was notified today that the three-point lines on the court at Moda Center in Portland are not the same distance. I don't know how something like this happens, but man, it is embarrassing.
It is. It's weird. It's also weird that, like, when you look at the circumstances before the Texas-NC State game, they just said, we don't want to wait an hour to fix this, so we're just going to go with it. They're like, we're just going to go with what we got. We want to get going. And they said they were just kind of upset that they found out about it. Like, they just kind of wish they had never learned that there was a problem, because both teams had already won on that floor anyway, instead of just threw them out of their pregame routine. I'm like, how do you get that wrong? One. And then two, it's just kind of like, that doesn't, like, that almost feels like an illegitimate game was played.
Yeah.
Even though both teams had to suffer it for 20 minutes. So technically, you know, if it caused some kind of a problem, which I don't know that it did, probably didn't actually, but if it had, you had the same disadvantage for 20 minutes. And if both coaches were like, yeah, let's roll with it, and they were fine with it, I guess that's all right. It seems unthinkable that the NCAA wouldn't have just said, okay, well, we can't play till we get this fixed. But that's not how it went down. And they just went ahead and played on a floor where there were two different three-point lines.
Man, and we always talk about this in college football, how TV really controls the sport. And listen, what we had yesterday on the ladies' side, if this game is not on ABC, they're definitely remeasuring, retaping the three-point line. Let's make sure this is legitimate. But they were like, the heck with it. Let's just roll with what we got. Because the game was on ABC, they didn't want to wait around for a whole hour to redo this. And I get that, but I think about this from a betting standpoint. J-Mart, betting is just taken off. Like, if you're a bettor and you wagered on the game, especially the total, like the over-under, and you hear about this today and you're like, wait, what? One of the three-point lines was shorter? It's different than what it should have been? And I'm thinking about it from that perspective, too, where it's like, how are we doing this? Now, this was Vic Schaefer. He's the Texas women's basketball coach. This is what he had to say after the game.
Well, I hate to say this, but I have a lot of colleagues that would say only in women's basketball. I mean, it's a shame, really, that it even happened.
He's right, man, because you think about how this lands and the backdrop of it. And, I mean, look, it's a terrible mistake, but it's even worse when it's women's college basketball. What was it, Jay, where it was a couple of years ago where I think it was a player from the women's the Oregon women's basketball team that she tweeted out, like, the quote-unquote workout room that they had, and it's just like...
That was a big-time deal.
It was a huge deal, but that's the backdrop. It's like, how can you have a three-point line that isn't the right distance when you have that history and not being taken seriously and not having the same support? And you can't have that. It lands so much worse if that's the case, but that's what we have on our hands here.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, and... If you want that narrative, it's there for you. You hear him say, I hate to say this, but a lot of colleagues would say, well, dude, you just said it. Yeah. Like, you, I don't know that you meant it in that way, but you're the one that just put this out there. And now we've talked about it. But apparently it was a vendor that made the mistake. I guess it could have happened anywhere, but it's unfortunate, certainly, because it can add fuel to that fire if you want it to be. But it's just kind of incredible that kind of thing could happen, because I've never heard of that happening. Maybe that's happened before. When I saw that, I was like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean the 3-point lines weren't right?
Just play that game where, whatever, look at the bracket where, can you imagine if that's, you know, UConn and Alabama in the Final Four? Or better example, yesterday, let's just use, it's Duke and North Carolina State, right? NC State and Duke. Before the game, the same round, right? The Elite Eight to get to the Final Four. They're like, oh, shoot, the 3-point line, it's not the right distance here. And it would have been a mammoth story. Or can you imagine the NBA playoffs if we're talking about getting to the Western Conference Finals and the 3-point line is just the wrong distance? It can't happen. That's as basic as it gets. But, man, that's a new one for us right there. Now, they have it all set up for UConn and USC. They had it right for practice yesterday. They'll have it right for the game today. And can you imagine Gino Auriemma, what he would have said if this was the case before their game, right? If they were in the same spot yesterday? I'm sure I'll have some thoughts today, but, wow, that is a... That seems like a made-up onion-type headline right there.
It does, but real. Totally true. And yeah. I don't know. That's just amateur hour.
It totally is, man. Well, we go from amateur hour to the man who is the opposite of amateur hour, Eddie Garcia, with us this morning to spin us around the sporting landscape. Eddie Garcia, how are things?
Doing good, Brian. Doing good. Good to have you guys sitting in for the boys today. Appreciate that.
Yeah, nice.
Let's get you updated on NCAA men's basketball tournament action as the Final Four is now set. Midwest Regional Final and top seed Purdue beats the 2-seed Tennessee 71-66. Boilermaker star Zach Edey with a huge game, 40 points and 16 rebounds. Purdue going to the Final Four for the first time since 1980. South Regional Final, 11-seed NC State still alive, beating the 4-seed Duke 76-64. Wolfpack going to the Final Four for the first time since they won it all back in 1983. They are tied for the lowest seeded team ever to reach a Final Four. So the Final Four for next Saturday has NC State against Purdue, as well as 4-seeded Alabama against the number one overall seed and defending champion UConn. In NBA games of note, you had the Thunder beating the Knicks 113-112 on a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander game-winning shot with 2.6 seconds to play. Thunder officially clinching a playoff spot. Nuggets also clinch a playoff spot. Defending champs beat the Cavaliers 130-101, and Denver remains a half game back of Oklahoma City for the top spot in the West. Timberwolves are a game back of that West race. They lose at home to the Bulls 109-101. Mavericks down the Rockets in Houston 125-107. Luka Doncic 47 points for Dallas as Houston's 11-game winning streak comes to an end. Lakers over the Nets 116-104. LeBron James 40 points. He was 9 of 10 from behind the 3-point line, and he joins Michael Jordan as the only players in NBA history with multiple 40-point games after the age of 39. Warriors beat the Spurs 117-113. Golden State now 2 games up on Houston for the final play-in spot in the West. In Major League Baseball, you had the Yankees wrapping up a sweep of the Astros with a 4-3 win. New York off to a 4-0 start. So are the Pirates after they wrap up a sweep of the Marlins in Miami with a 9-7 10-inning win. Tigers are 3-0. They wrap up a sweep of the White Sox with a 3-2 win. Brewers are 3-0. They sweep the Mets in New York, winning the finale 4-1. Sunday night, Dodgers rally past the Cardinals 5-4. Max Muncy, a big homer late for L.A. Reds over the Nationals 6-5. Cincinnati with back-to-back homers in the ninth to get the walk-off win. And the A's walk-off with a 4-3 win over the Guardians on a bases-loaded walk. Phillies, Cubs, Royals, and Angels get their first wins of the season. NFL news, police are searching for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice after a car that was in his name was involved in a major multi-car accident. The occupants of Rice's car and another car that was allegedly racing, they left the scene. In free agent corner, Cam Sutton turned himself into police over 3 weeks after a warrant was issued for his arrest in an alleged involvement in a domestic violence case. Lions released Sutton after the warrant was issued. Now back to Jason Martin and Brian Noe, the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios.
Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate that. Yes, it's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. Brian Noe and Jason Martin in for the guys here on Fox Sports Radio. Yeah, you know, so Eddie's brought up a couple of NFL headlines, and you know, I know you're a big fan of ball over there, J-Mart.
Yeah, I mean, look, any time the NFL gets mentioned is a worthy time to talk about it because like, they can take the calendar at any point that they want.
Yes, that's exactly right. And look, man, I don't know if it was Rashee Rice that was going fast and furious on the highway right there, but if it was, not good, not good at all. But that's the story is it literally was a scene out of Fast and Furious where I don't know if Rashee Rice was saying, what was the line from Vin Diesel? I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Yeah.
Is that what you do? Yeah. No, that's not what I do. It was a great line, but guys, let's leave the movie stuff off the roads where other people actually are. You know what I mean? There was a Corvette and a Lamborghini involved. It set off a chain reaction. There were four people that went to the hospital. You know, there were multiple cars involved in this wreck. So they're trying to figure out if it actually was Rashee Rice that was driving or not. But as Eddie said, one of the cars was leased or registered to his name. It's like, hey, man, I know that there are some thrill seekers in life. You just can't. You can't do that when other people. If this is like a closed track and you want to go crazy, fine. Not when other people are around. It's just not fair.
No. I mean, I don't have much strong to add because that's kind of it. Like, yeah. You just got to be more careful out there than that. And then, of course, when you see driver in a Lamborghini, driver in a Chevrolet Corvette, I'm like, oh, okay, well. That's a nice life to have, I guess, if you can have it. But if I had a Lamborghini, I'm afraid that I'd be the guy that drove the Lamborghini that drove it about 10 miles an hour in the neighborhood, not to be seen, but just to make sure that it didn't get a scratch on it. I'd be afraid to drive it fast, which is why I would never buy a Lamborghini in the first place.
You know, I'll throw another NFL headline at you. Now, this blows my mind because I was just, you know about the Hassan Reddick trade to the Jets. This was last week. And shout out to our guy, Ian Roddy. He's producing today's show. Jets fan, you know, spent some time over there in Brooklyn. And so I was just asking him, like, hey, who are your teams? He's like, Jets, Warriors. I was like, wait, what? But Jets fan. And here's the deal, J-Mart. I was looking up a couple of numbers because we know about the Hassan Reddick trade to the Jets. And the season win totals came out just a couple of days ago. The Jets season win total is at 9.5 at BetMGM. And I just looked this up. I was like, I'm curious what the Jets quarterbacks did last season. You know, just touchdowns and interceptions. Let's just see what happened. Because Aaron Rodgers only had 4 snaps. So we had a steady diet of Zach Wilson, had a little Trevor Siemian in there, a little Tim Boyle. They accumulated 11 touchdown passes and 15 interceptions. It's what the Jets quarterbacks combined. 11 and 15. And I'm surprised there isn't some buzz at all about the Jets. A lot of people thought they were going to do big things with Rodgers last season. There's not even a whisper of the Jets coming back and being relevant. If Rodgers is healthy, I think they're absolutely a double-digit win team.
I mean, they certainly could be. I mean, they've positioned themselves and they've acquired talent. And you've heard a couple of the players on that team say, hey, man, I mean, look at what we're doing. If our quarterback stays healthy, we can win it all. And I think that more or less you look at 9.5, and that's to create all the action in the world. And 9.5 is such an interesting number because it's just, well, what do you think about the health of Aaron Rodgers this coming year? And what do you think about some of the other pieces on that team? But the Jets are going to draw interest, I think, maybe because of that. But 9.5, the best story about the Jets to me so far is that they've been shopping Zach Wilson. And they haven't liked any of the offers that come back. I'm like, what? What are you talking about right now? Did you see what Justin Fields got?
Yeah.
Look, what are you expecting with Zach Wilson right now? Like, if someone says, yes, we'll take him, that should probably be the offer.
At this stage.
What are you getting back from Zach Wilson in 2024? You want to talk about a distressed asset.
Yeah, man. I just find it interesting where you think back before last season, there was a lot of Jets hype. And we get it, right? It's a real defense. You put Aaron Rodgers on a team with a real defense, you can have real results. And he got hurt right away. And so I get that there isn't just bandwagon love left and right, but there's like zero love altogether. And it's like, guys, he's still Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean? Like, if he's healthy again, I'm just surprised they're getting absolutely no buzz whatsoever. Just none. I guess everybody who was on the bandwagon and got burned last season, they're not willing to get back on it, because that's the only thing that makes sense to me. He will not be vice president, by the way. The biggest joke headline there was in this NFL.
He would have been a better pick than who RFK went with. I'm just going to go ahead and drop that and then step away.
That's your department. I'm not all up on that side of it. I'll take your word for it. But, man, you talk about taking a headline and running, where it's like, guys, Aaron Rodgers is not going to be running for vice president of the United States. Okay, this is just a publicity stunt. He's not going to be running for office. But it turned into, oh, this is what you get with Aaron Rodgers, and here comes the distractions. It's like, settled down. Was that not the biggest overreaction to a headline?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he sought it out. Yeah. It was just something that was thrown out by a staffer for RFK, and then I think maybe even RFK said it at some event or something. It's like, all right, cool. Like, is that a distraction? I don't think so. I think Aaron Rodgers does have a bit of a distraction problem, but I don't think it has anything to do with this. That's just red meat for a certain crowd is what that is.
That's crazy for sure. Hey, just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. And that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. All right, coming up next on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, live from the TireRack.com studios, it's one of the dumbest game plans of all time. He's Jason Martin. I'm Brian Ngo. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It's Brian Noe and Jason Martin in for Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. If you miss anything on today's show, be sure to check it out. Just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review it. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll see the show posted right after we get off the air. Man, J Mart, so UConn, holy hell.
they
steamroll their way to the Final Four. They beat Illinois by 25 points. They went on a 30-0 run. Like the score was tied 23-23, and UConn went on a 30-0 run against the best offense in college basketball. It's insane what UConn is doing. But here's the thing, man. All the props to UConn, but you have to look more than sideways at Illinois.
Yes.
You got Brad Underwood. I got to grab the audio. It's one of the dumbest things.
Is this the 100-block quote?
Yeah, he's like...
It is legit one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
Gosh, he might have gone 1,000. He might have said, because they're talking about driving down the lane and challenging the 7'2" UConn big man, Donovan Clingan.
Yeah.
And Brad Underwood, the Illinois head coach, it was a timeout in the first half. He's like, yeah, if they block 1,000 of our shots, I guess they just block 1,000 of our shots, but we're not backing down. And it's like, Brad, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's a horrible game plan and no adjustment. They stuck with something that wasn't working at all. It was at the beginning of the game. The commentators, Dan Van Gundy, they're like, shoot a mid-range shot. It's not going to work to attack the rim. It was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
It was. It actually worked at first. I actually reacted exactly like you did and Aaron Torres with me on Saturday night. And of course, he went to UConn, but also he's our college basketball guy. And he point blank said, he was like, you know, it worked at first because they were able to draw the second foul on Clingan and get him out of the game. But that was it. And that's where, if you're Brad Underwood, first off, not a great game plan anyway in my eyes. But when it started to fail, then you've got to do something else. Like, you can't just continue to run into the same brick wall and hope at some point you're going to crash through it. Like, that's not how that works. That's not how anything works. And him continuing to do it, that game was almost, that was hard to watch. Like, I'm not sure children should have been in the room to watch that second half. That was as inept as I've seen. Like, it was a combination of UConn's dominance and just sheer horrible basketball from Illinois. Mm. Bad shot selection, desperation, turnovers, but continuing to go at Clingan and having it thrown back in your grill every single time should probably alert you that whatever strategy you came in with, you probably need to abandon unless you just feel like going home, which apparently that's what Illinois wanted.
Man, yeah. And that's okay. On one side, Clingan picked up 2 early fouls. On the other side, 30-0 run,
right.
You know, 5 blocked shots, all these altered shots. It's like, I don't know if, was it just like a macho thing where Brad Underwood didn't want to say, okay, we got to switch this up. This is not working.
I think you look at it and you say, hey, man, we got 2 fouls on him. Now let's play our game.
Yeah.
Instead of that. And whatever that was embarrassing.
Yeah. It's.
What was worse, that game plan or the 3-point line?
You know, Brad Underwood's game plan was the original misplaced 3-point line on the ladies' side. That's how bad the game plan was. Brutal.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.